So God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is the 3rd of January 2025. Yes, this is a brand new year, new beginnings of this year of what God has in store for each and every one of us. And it's just great to be able to start this new year with great focus and desire towards the things of God, and that as we continue to seek Him, He's able to download and give us that revelation that we need for each and every day that we are walking and talking with Him. And it's just great to see how now we are in this new year, but it's also great to see the previous year and what God has done, and not forgetting His benefits as we continue this walk, as we continue this, you know, it's the good fight of faith. And this fight has already been won. And so when we understand that this is not by our strength, but it's by God's Spirit, then this walk is very easy. This walk is very nice. Because God has made this very simple. And when we're focused and driven to do the things that God wants us to do, then we become very, very fruitful in everything that we do. Because this is God's heart. This is why God sent Jesus Christ. God sent Christ to redeem us. To redeem us of the curse, which was sin and death. But now we have a new life, which is free. Not under any condition, but that we have a free will choice this day to either serve God or to serve ourselves, to live unto ourselves. And especially this year in 2024, it's just been God showing us this, that okay, this is up to you. You know, you can benefit, you know, great benefit when we stay with God. Or we can do things in our own strength. We can rely on our own wisdom, our own understanding, or we could even rely on the world's wisdom, or a friend's wisdom, or a family member's wisdom. But, you know, when we rely on man's wisdom, there's not much benefit. There's not much blessing. You know, but when we trust God and believe what God has said, then there's great benefit. God really wants us to benefit and to be fruitful in everything that we do. And so it's just understanding, okay, so like God wants me to benefit. So what do I do? Like what's the next step for me to benefit? And the very first step I would say is that we're to diligently seek after God. Because when we seek after God diligently, you know, with much detail in our effort in seeking God for that relationship. Because again, it's just seeing and understanding that this is why Christ came. Christ came not only to get rid of sin and death, but that we would have full access to the throne room of heaven. That we could go to God boldly. That we go to God boldly in Jesus Christ's name. That we can really let our request be made known unto Him with no reservation, with no, you know, it's not that we're shyly being shy and asking of what we want of God, but that we boldly come unto God with our request, and knowing that when we request, it's done. Like, there's no second guessing. Like, a child doesn't second guess when it asks its parents for food or water. The child doesn't think, oh, okay, I need a drink. Maybe they will not give me a drink. No, they come boldly. The child comes boldly. So we go boldly unto God. And so when we do this, this is a great, great key to success. Is that we go boldly unto God. We don't need to plea. We don't need to beg. Like, this isn't charity, but that we can ask boldly unto God, and that God hears and will do. And so this is why this is, again, I have seen for 2024, why it's so important to have that relationship with God, that we're seeking Him with all our heart, that we're getting the direction, the right direction that we need, that we're not just being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine or every news or every gossip, but that our heart and our mind is focused to do the will of God. And so this is why we become born again. It's not to live unto ourselves. It's to live unto God. It's to allow God to work in you, both willing to do of His good pleasure. And like our job is to say the good thing, is to speak the good thing, is to think the good thing. You know, like every day, every moment, we don't need to speak bad. But we speak the heavenly words, like really take this into heart and mind. Christ, Jesus Christ, when He was on earth, only did what the Father wanted Him to do. He only spoke what the Father wanted Him to speak. And so we can do the same. We don't have to speak like the world. We speak the truth. We speak the heavenly words, the good words, the positive words. Every day we speak. And even if, you know, situations are going on, like situations, they come, they go. But we continue to speak the right outcome. Right outcome. When we do this, God is able to work on the words. Because words are very, very powerful. And when you're speaking the right thing, God is able to work. But when we're speaking the wrong thing, God can't work on those words. God cannot work on the negative words. You know, because like, if you speak negative, this negative speaking is just as big as if you were speaking by faith. Right? They work the same. Like, so what are you allowing in to the heart so that your mouth is going to be speaking these things? So it's very important that we speak only what God speaks. We speak only what Christ would have spoke. And this is very simple, and we practice this way. For me, you know, at first, challenge, could never keep up the consistency of speaking good words. But the more you practice, when you just begin, then you will do. Like, as we begin, then God energizes. God gives the wisdom. God gives the strength. You know, and it's just really, really great because nothing is done by ourselves. We're not doing anything by ourselves. God is with you. God is with us. He is working in us. He is given us that energy. He's given us the wisdom. He's given us the understanding. Like, everything has been given through Christ. It's already there. We just speak from our mouth. We pull our confession into alignment and our heart into believing. Like, because as we confess those heavenly words, these words are powerful. These words have faith. These positive words have faith in them. God is building the faith. See, everything is given through Christ. And we just have to switch the light on. Onto that. Onto that thing. Onto the good confession. Onto seeking God daily. Diligently. Praying. Without season. Right? We pray without season. And it's not just like, okay, now I have to take time and pray. No, we speak to God. We mutter. We, in our hearts, are continuously going to God. Because, you know, like, that's where our help comes from Jehovah. He is our helper, not the world, you know, not the things in the world, you know, but God. God is the one that will get you out from where you are. And so when we trust Him and look only to Him in everything that we do, we're going to be very successful. We're going to be very blessed, very happy. And so again, just looking how this year of 2024 and just how much God has done, you know, for me, Amber, my mum, my dad, the guys in the Bristol Fellowship. You know, God really does build the vision. God is really the one that gives increase. And He just needs us to be like-minded in this and not to try to do anything in ourselves, because it will fall. but God is the one that gives increase. So again, we've seen this over this year, 2024. God has caused us to increase so much, and I'm just so thankful and want to really give Him glory, our Heavenly Father, glory for what He has done. Because, wow, just what a fantastic year, like the fellowships, just how God is causing the fellowships to grow. And not only the fellowships are growing, but the people are established. The people who come to, like, our fellowships, mine, my Ma's, my dad's, mine and Amber's, you know, those guys that God has given us, now we are also just seeing how they are really strong. Like, they're walking with God. Like, it's not just, how can I explain? It's not just us in the sense, like, we're seeing God really work in each individual's life because they're putting God to work. They're putting God to work. They're letting their requests. And it's really down to this sound doctrine, not traditional doctrine, not the church's doctrine, but by the Spirit, you know, like we just go to God. This is so simple, guys. God has really made this so simple. And, you know, it's not about how much knowledge we have and how much Greek and Hebrew we know. But if we've got a heart to serve God and want to speak for God, like, do, you know, I ask myself these questions. Do I want to speak for God? Do I want to work for God? Like, I ask myself these questions. And I've always wanted to. I've always wanted to do. I've obviously always seen my dad wanting to, even before he became full-time, he always wanted to have that desire to do the things of God. And I remember when I was younger, I never really understood, like, you know, that's all he wanted to do was just do what God wanted to do. And for God's work, for fellowships to be all over the world. And, you know, when I was younger, I never really understood. Not until, obviously, I became a little bit older and understood that, yeah, I understand, okay, so, like, we can help people, that we can have a better life than what we got, that we can be happy and joyful in all the things that we do, and that God's going to get the glory. Like, that's how I kind of seen it growing up, and now that's all I want to do, you know, just like my dad, and just like the guys like Sangha, and like, all the other people that we know who have been full-time for God. Like, what is the true desire? What is the intent of our heart for this year, for 2025? And, you know, like, it's how God showed me was like, you know, God's desire is for all men to be saved. And not only just to be saved. There's many people just saved, but lacking in the knowledge of truth. But God would have all men be saved. All men be saved and have this knowledge of truth and to have that. And so now this is my desire. And so, like, 2024, God has given us people to build the vision. See, if I can send one, I can send many. But we as the believer, have to have that desire, have to have that focus. Because there's no point me not having that focus, but yet praying for the labourers. But really, the true heart is not that. Because we are being taught something, sometimes it's easy just to go with what's being said. Oh yes, pray for the labour, pray for the labour. But what's the true desire? What's the true intent of your heart? You know, and that's something that God brought up with me, to show me. Are you just saying, like, or do you really want this? Because God knows the true intention of the heart. And maybe at this moment in time, you fully don't understand, oh, praying for laborers, praying for God's work. But God, He is faithful. The more you go to Him, the more He will reveal and cause the desire to grow. And so, like, for me, and my desire for this 2025 is to really, again, continue in where we are with great growth and outreach. And that nothing is going to be done by me, but it's going to be done by God, led of the Spirit. And just really focusing on the areas of continuing to confess good, continuing to confess good, and praying daily, praying without ceasing, like speak in tongues more than even you would pray, I would say. Speak in tongues very much, because these are the operation of the Holy Spirit, and this is the operation we want to use. We don't want to use the carnal mind, the carnal thinking. We want to be always using that spirit that's within us. And it's down to us, because God does not possess, His Spirit does not possess, but it's down to the free will choice of ourselves, if we want to use the carnal or use the spiritual. And so again, like, this is great. This is great to know, because every day we can wake up and choose to be led of the Spirit of God, not by our carnal mind, not by our thoughts, not by our feelings, because we can bring all of that subject into the obedience of God and Christ. And that's the power that we have. Like, you know, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Like, this is very powerful. And every day when the negative comes, you renew it with the positive. You change. If you speak bad, you change it for the positive. You say what God would say. And so again, this is why, where we are this day, and where God has brought us this day, is because of the understanding of the power of our confession, and not only just confession, but the believing and seeing it with that. You know, it's together. Like, you confess Christ as Lord, and you believed in your heart that God raised Him from the dead. And you receive the Spirit of God. You manifest speaking in tongues, right? So it's just like this, you know, every day we confess unto wholeness. No, we don't speak that negative thing, because that's going to keep us where we are. But as we continue to move, and as we say unto the mountain, be thou removed. Whatever it may be, be thou removed. Move out my way. Then God works. And so, how amazing is that? Look at the power and the authority that God has given to us through Christ. And so it's just being established in this very simple truth. You know, it's not got any great Hebrew, Greek words. We just confess unto wholeness. That one statement, confess unto wholeness, is very powerful. And this is what we do. And this is what, you know, the guys here in Bristol, this is what we have been doing, confessing unto wholeness in every area of our life. And God has caused each and every one of us to grow, to be steadfast, to continue in the doctrine that's being shared, not adverting to other teachers, traditional teaching, you know, church teaching. Because this really keeps people where they are. It's by the Spirit. It's the God's words, which are spirit in life. These words will cause you to be fruitful. These words will cause you to grow and have your fruits in abundance. And this is what God's desire is. Have all men saved. That saved has such great big meaning. The word saved itself, Greek word sozoed, healed, delivered, preserved, made whole, abundance, everything is within that word. So this is God's desire for you, is to prosper and to be in health. This is top priority. God's top priority is your health, your wealth, your mind, will, and emotion. This is God's top priority. Why? Because He paid for it through the crucifying of His Son and through the resurrection of His Son. Like, God has paid. This is a big sum, and God paid it for you. And the way we receive it into manifestation is by faith. Hey, by believing the words that God has said, that you are healed. By His stripes, you were healed. So, why are we believing any other thing? Because Maybe it may present it to you. Maybe you can see it with your eyes. But what does faith see? Faith sees a risen Lord and Savior, brought, paid for, sin paid for, healing paid for, sound mind paid for. Like, this is what's been paid. And so we receive it by faith, by believing what God has done through Jesus Christ, that this is absolutely so, and we will not believe any other report. We don't believe the world's report. We rely on God, like, with all our heart, through death, through life, through bads, through ups, through downs. We trust God, and nothing will, you know, and none of those things can separate us from the love of Christ. And so we are really, really powerful, powerful sons and daughters of God. And it's just really believing, like, for me, God will show, like, you got to believe that. Just because someone may say, but you seek me, you find me, I will reveal to you. And again, God, he keeps bringing it to my heart. This is why he sent Christ, so that he can have a personal relationship with you. You know, the devil took that away through Adam and Eve, the how God walked with man, with Adam and Eve in the garden. But the devil stole that, and Jesus Christ brought it back, where we can walk and talk with God just like Adam and Eve did in the garden. We can really move it with great power and authority. It's just, what are we believing? What are we receiving? What words are you receiving? Are they benefiting you? Are they moving you to the next level? Or are you still where you are? Or are you even going more or less than what you had? Like, God will cause us to go from glory to glory. God will cause us to be in health. God is not a God of lack. God is not a God that he should lie. He is not going to lie. So, like, you know, when people say, oh, well, I pray, this is not happening, this is not happening. It's because it's faith. And let's get straight to the point, and I'm always hard with myself. If something is not happening which I'm believing before, it's because I need faith. And I'm very straight with myself. It's obviously because I may be looking with a carnal mind, carnal heart. Or it might just not be God's timing yet. Either one, like, we have to really see and believe, you know, that we're not being distracted or having our mind changed because of situations. We have to believe God's report. And I've really seen that this year, in the year 2024, that, you know, we believe what God says, and the more we do this, the more we're going to be blessed. Like, very, very blessed this year. Like, just even within my job, just seeing my job just flourish and grow. And not even having to look. I do not look for work. You know, God really just brings the work up so that I can go. And then wherever I go, I'm always sharing and looking. I'm looking to bless. I'm looking to speak the heavenly words. And always remember not being too quick to speak. That's another very good point. Not being too quick to speak, and only looking to speak what God wants you to say. And so it's just real great seeing how God has been in my work, how he's continued to prosper me in my own personal life, you know. Really bless me to be that blessing. Because if yourself ain't blessed, he ain't going to bless others. Because the focus is not going to be there, is it? In order to bless, yes, sometimes, you know, God will have us at the right place at the right time to be that blessing for someone, you know. But if yourself ain't blessed, you, how can you bless others? You know, it's hard to do that. So this is why it's so important that, you know, we do our confessions, that if something does upset us, that we're taking this straight to God, because he can give us the answer, he can give us the peace. And so again, like, each and every day, you know, like, God is with you, wherever you may be. If you go to work, if you're a full-time parent, like, God is with you. You're never alone, and God has great works for each and every one of us, you know. because we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. We're his masterpiece. And he has those perfect preordained works set before us that we should walk in them. And the way we walk in them is just by trusting God, is by speaking the heavenly words. You know, like the character of Christ is being formed within us because it's in us. And the way we form it and shape, mold and shape it is by just doing. It's just by beginning, you know, like how Jesus began both to do and to teach, right? Like we just begin. And there's no really much effort on our part. It's all on God, and it's just, you know, resting in him. Just really speaking those heavenly words, because words, our words are really powerful, and they're either life or death words that we're speaking. And they're just as powerful as one another. And so that's why we diligently look to speak the heavenly words. We diligently look to only say those nice words, you know. We don't want to speak the bad circumstances because it's not going to benefit you. It's not going to push you forward. And so when we're not going forward, something's trying to hold us back. And it's great because God will reveal, God will show, and we will know exactly what to do. Because we're not going off our own knowledge, we're not going based off our own wisdom, but we're going off the wisdom of God. And so like this year, 2025, is going to be a great year. It's going to be whatever you want it to be. Whatever you want this year to be, that it will be. Because it's all down to the desire and the purposes that is set in your heart. So if you're receiving death words, you know, not life-giving words, your year will be very limited. But when we seek God and look to hear his words, these words give life. These words give desire. These words give vision that will push you into where you want really and truly want to be in life. Because God knows exactly what you desire. God knows exactly what's in your heart. But it's the free will choice. This is such a big thing. God will never take anything away. Even if you pray to God, God, take control of my life. God does not take control. God wants everything from the goodness of your own heart, from the free will of your own heart to do his work, to do what he wants. And again, just like if there's two jobs, there's one job, great benefits, great holiday, and then there's another job. Oh, and this first job, less hours, maybe 20, 30 hours, great money. And then there's another job which is 60, 70 hours, double time, less money, you know. And we're just settling for that other job, the 60 hour, working with the sweat of our brow. Man, I'm not working with the sweat of my brow. That was for the times of old. We live in the new covenant, which is the age of grace. And I will not sweat with my brow, but rather refrain from my own works and allow God to work within me so that he may get the glory, that he does the work in my life. That's what this life's about. Not doing it in our own strength, not relying on ourselves like back then, but that we can really trust God in all that we do, because there is a devil. The devil comes to steal, kill and destroy. When there's fears, worries and doubts, we know it's from the devil. When there's violence, when there's anger, when there's bitterness, this is not from God, this is from the devil. Because God is love, God is light, and in him is no darkness. But the devil wants to steal, kill and destroy. And the only time he can do this is when we allow him, because Christ has defeated him. He's under our feet. He beat him in the battle. Fight night, Jesus Christ won. God raised him from the dead, and that same spirit that lives in Christ lives in us. And so set your affection on things above, towards God. Don't set your affection on things of this earth. Don't set your affection on gold and rubies and pearls, for all this will burn in the fire, all this will perish, but rather to trust in the one true living God who can never perish. God cannot perish. He is light. He is the light and life of men. He's given us this wonderful, wonderful life to enjoy and to rule and reign by one Christ Jesus, not to be defeated, not to be stricken with every kind of illness, not to be under the rule of the world, but to rather to be under the rule of God and His kingdom and His angels. Like, God is the one that we are working with, together, working with Christ. And so, you know, let's keep our focus there for this 2025. And just really, again, my desires, like all men, to be saved, to have many, many fellowships running through out of Bristol and to the uttermost parts of UK and the whole world. Like, this is the desire. And the more people we get with this same desire, the quicker and more rapid it's going to happen. You know, because just as we see in Acts 2, as they continue steadfastly, mate, they were all like-minded, they were one accord, they were following the doctrine, the sound doctrine. We have the sound doctrine, guys. We really do. And it's just following that out. It's not going to man, but it's going to God. Practically applying yourself for that Christ character. We want His character. If we're not manifesting His character, then this is no good. We want to be manifesting the character of Christ because it's in us. And when we're focused and driven to do the things of God, this will be manifested within our life. This will be evident. And so again, like, this year is going to be the best year of abundance in every area and in every category of one's life. God is going to cause you to abound unto every good work. God is going to cause us to go from glory to glory. He hasn't just put His light in us to hide it, but that we are going to be the lights of the world, right? Jesus Christ said, "You are the lights of the world." Is that, do we believe that? Or we believe in what the world's report is saying about us? You know, we're just human, we're limited, there's only so much I can do, and oh well, you know, I'm controlled by my thoughts, feelings and emotion, they just take over. You know, it's either faith or fear. And choose you this day, right? Choose you life this day. And so death and life is truly in the power of the tongue. And so I think for today, that's going to be my sharing. And just thank you for whoever listened, and just know that I pray for each and every one daily, and even praying for those that are to come, that are not here yet, and that this year is going to be a great year of God getting the glory and His Son getting the glory, that people will know when they see each and every one of us, they will know that we're called and chosen of God. And, you know, we're going to have great effect. We're going to be great examples this year. And people are going to want what we want. Because God is turning the hearts. God is opening the eyes. You know, and people ain't going to be too dumbed down. People want this life. They're just blinded to it. And so now God is going to remove the veil and give us great increase, great fruitfulness. You know, and whoever follows this way, you know, you're gonna have great fruit. There's no denying it. You know, we do have an example in Nepal and India. And so me, Amber, my mother, dad, we've been doing this now for 4 years. And the growth is there. The rapidness is there. And so it's just great to see when just one, it takes one to be focused, ready to do God's work. And great effect that you can have. Just again, we see it in the scripture, right? Look how much effect Jesus Christ had. And He was just one man. So great expectations for this year. Let's really magnify God, because this is also the theme. You know, my dad, we like to do a theme for each year. And this year is to magnify God. To magnify God in everything that we do. And the way we magnify God is by looking only to Him, is by speaking the heavenly words, is by saying life, not death. This is what our life's about, and is to serve God, is to live abundantly, joyfully, cheerfully. And so, yeah, there's much more I could share, but this was just a kind of end of year cap, and just wanted to share my desire also, like, many fellowships, and just that, you know, I'm excited, I'm really, really excited, and I just, again, give honour where honour's due, just want to thank God for my dad and just his stand, because, you know, me and my wife really wouldn't be where we are now if it wasn't for his stand and his dedication to do God's work, to be faithfully committed through the ups, through the downs, through many, many emotional things, to see his heart and just how my dad really diligently, you know, he's a great example of diligently seeking God. And being that example of leadership, and it's just really, really great. And that, you know, this year is going to be a fantastic year. So yeah, I'm just so thankful to God, thankful for my mum, my dad. I'm thankful for all the believers that God has given, and that we can all continue to move steadfastly, move in the apostles' doctrine, breaking bread daily, you know, not neglecting the fellowshipping, but that we fellowship daily, and that signs, miracles and wonders are following us as we believe. You know, it's just great. It's really not by us. So I love each and every one of you. You are God's best, and all glory to God for 2025, for a great year it will be. So love each and every one of you. God bless.